Okay, Sukkot with Rav Shor, Tavshin Pei Dalet, that the Simchas Beis Shoeva a few nights ago, I'll dedicate the Shir, the initials, my grandfather's yahrzeit is today, Yutes Tishrei, the Shema Shevin Aliyah, Rav Moshe Chai Ben Rabbi Didya. Rav Shor spoke four times, three out of the four were in Yiddish. So I'll definitely try our best to say the three themes that he said. Idea number one, Rav Shor said, it was the Ushvizit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he started off by saying that the Zohar tells us in Parshas Pinchas that the Sukkah is compared to a Teva. The Sukkah is compared to a Teva. You know, Tevas Noach kept all the crazy things that were happening outside in the world. So that's what the Sukkah is. Sukkah is able to hold us back from all the Olam Hazeh happening and to ward off all the danger of the Yetzer Hara. I'm sure then I went on to explain, quoted that in the Leib Simcha of Ger on his trip to America. In the Leib Simcha of trip to America, the Leib Simcha said, that he saw these skyscrapers. He saw these skyscrapers and he said, a very interesting line. The Leib Simcha of Ger said, the Ger Rebbe said, that when he sees the skyscrapers, he's walking in Manhattan, down here, it looks like the Dor HaMabul, with the taivas and everything, it's Nias, and up there with the skyscrapers, Dor HaFlaga, they're building all these terraces, Shemayim. Parenthetically, I'm sure, didn't say it, but I remember seeing this in one of the Soloveitchik Svarim that just came out recently, that When the Pnei Menachem came to the Leib Simcha's brother, when he came to Manhattan on his own trip to America, he wanted to meet Rav Soloveitchik. And Rav Soloveitchik said, no, I would love to meet him, but I'm too old, I can't travel. So what happened was the Pnei Menachem came, I don't think it was the Leib Simcha, I think it was the Pnei Menachem. Pnei Menachem came and you know who said the story? Rabbi, what's his name from Young Israel, Kiron Hills. He was the rabbi, he was the rabbi there for many years. Very close to Talmud. I'm forgetting his name. He was a big Talmud of the Rav. And so the Pnei Menachem comes to YU, and I think it was right outside Morg. And Rav Soloveitchik, and they're schmoozing in Torah. And the Pnei Menachem said, people think that Brisk is in Yerushalayim, Brisk is right here. That's what Pnei Menachem said. So those are the trips of the Ger Rebbes to America. So back to what Rav Shor said. Rav Shor said the Zohar is Parshas Pichas, the Sukkah is compared to a Teva, the Leib Simcha said that the Taivas of down here is Dor HaMabul, but the skyscrapers up there is January to Dor HaFlaga. So he says Moshe Rabbeinu Zushvizin. What's the lesson we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu Zushvizin? He says, you know, a Teva, the Baal Shem Tov says, that Teva doesn't refer to a Teva, to a box, to an Aron, but a Teva refers to the Tevas of Torah and Tefillah. The way a Jew fights the Olam Hazeh is with Torah and Tefillah. Tevos of Torah and Tefillah. With our Korach of Torah, with our Korach of Tefillah, as the Pasuk says, the Parshas told us, HaKol Kol Yaakov Edayim De'esav. Right? The call of Yaakov, the call the Medrash says, call of Torah, the call of Tefillah. And Rav Shor went on to explain from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, as Chos Chanan said, that everything in life, the Kadosh Baruch Hu lets us to be brought down into this world, We can learn a lesson from. He said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make these space machines? You're able to go to mamash into space, whether you have these oxygen tanks. And Rav Shor said something magnificent. Rav Shor said, why did Hashem make that? Hashem made that to realize that you can live in this world, but you could be above this world. You could be in this world, mamash and Olam Hazeh, but when you're connected to the Torah, HaKadosh, and connected to Tefillah, connected to Chesed, connected to Dveikus Hashem, you could be living in the sukkah, mamash ateva in all. You don't have to be living in the sukkah just for 8 days. You could be living in the sukkah all year round through connecting to the Torah and Tefillah. Idea number one. Idea number two. The Sfasemis told us, he quoted the Sfasemis for sure from Tafrei Shlama Dalet, and he said that sukkah is like a chuppah. And Rav Shor said, what does that mean? The sukkah is like a chuppah. So based off of the Sfasemis, Rav Shor wanted to quote the Gemara on Shabbos at Peches, where Kadosh Baruch Hu held a mountain over our heads. And he made it, they said, and when the Gemara learns, right, he says, if you accept the Torah, good, if not, this will be your Shamtei Kvaraschem. But we see though that was the chuppah, the Gemara Shabbos says that there was a kinyan, the Chagash Baruch Hu was the chassa, we were the kala, and the Torah was the ring. You know, he didn't quote the Gra, but the Gra's Yartah is also today. The Gra says, we say in the Sholosh Regalim, Atavach Hartanu Mikol Amim, Ahavto Sonu V'Ratzitzavanu, Atavach Hartanu is Pesach, Hashem chose us on Pesach, Ahavto Sonu. He loved us by Shavuos, but Ratzitza Banu, and he took us back, even after the Chet Egel, that's Sukkot. That's Yom Kippur, right? We were fully forgiven on Yom Kippur, And Sukkos is the extension of that love. But Shavuos is the Haftos Sana, is the connection. The Torah HaKadosh is the ring. Says the Shor, based on that Sasana Sukkos like the Chuppah. The Mishnah says the Kiddushin, that a woman is Mekoyin in three ways. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. What's Kesef? Kesef is our Kisufin, is our Tshuka LaHashem. Like we say in the Zmiras of Lel Shabbos, Gam Kalsa Nafshi, Nafshi Cholas Avasecha. Ka Echsoy, that our whole desire of Sukkot is one of Kisufin. Just like the Chasan and Kala are so, they're so enamored with each other by the Chuppah, so too we have to have that Avas Hashem, the Tshuva Me'ahava, the Kedushas Levi talks about Parshas Hazinu. What Sukkot is all about is that Kisufin is making our desires one to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nafshi Cholas Avasecha. The Torah, and finally, Adin number three. Oh, I forgot one more remez he said. He said, Chuppah Mimilui. Right, we spelled the word Chuppah. Chuppah. Ches. Ches. Yotov. Vav. 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 Pei. 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 Hey. And hey. Or they're hey. Yod. Or hey. Or hey. Or hey. Aleph. Depends on how you spell it. Chuppah Mimilui is two times ayin, two times oizen, or choytim and a peh. Because when a person is mekadesh himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, You make yourself a chuppah to Kadosh Baruch, you make kaddish all your yivarim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gam kalsa nafshi, the nafshi cholas havasecha, your whole being is one with Hashem. Finally, the third and final idea, he quoted the Sfasemis, in kavanim, in kavadim. The Sfasemis explains, what does that mean, in kavanim, in kavadim? Either you're a ben or you're an eved. So I've heard of Shor say this in other times from the Sfasemis, that during the week is tshuva meyira, and Shabbos is tshuva me'ahava. But says Shor, based on the Sfasemis, in kavanim, in kavadim, that says the Sfas Emes, that we have to be a guf towards our guf, towards our physical bodies, towards our physical desires and our taivas. We have to be an Eved Hashem, to be an Eved. When it comes to our neshama, that's when we're a ben. In kavanim, whether you're a ben, or whether kavanim, whether dealing with our guf or our neshama, we know at the end of the day, we have to be an Eved for our guf. Our guf says they want to sleep, you say, no, more Torah. Yes, a person's got to listen to the Chavetz Chaim and make sure to get enough sleep. But when it comes to taking that extra piece of chicken, to be an Evan, to be a Ben, to be a Ben means, Bekach, Bekach, Nikrabonim. To be a Ben means that we always have the Chelach, the Kami Malmamish inside of us. And Rosh Hashanah, then went on to quote the Gemara in Kiddushin, and Daf Lamed Vav. When we consider Chodesh Baruch Hu's children, his man, Oysim, Ritzon HaShemakim. Only when we're certain, well, that's Rabbi Yehuda. We're considered to be a Chodesh Baruch Hu's children, when we do Ratzon Hashem. But we're not, we're an Evet, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, no, b'kach l'kach nikrabanan. Either way, we're considered Hashem's child. And the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that we pass in the law halacha. Rosh Hashanah says, why are we passing this? Because it's a real halacha. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, usually in Achalokas, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. But he would pass it like Rabbi Meir. And we said before, Rabbi Yehuda loves to quote this, that it's a mitzvah to farsha in this Rashba. It's a mitzvah to emphasize this Rashba. Rosh Hashanah then ended off saying that the whole avoda of Elul, and the 22 days of Tishrei, just get to this Ben stat, the status of Ben. To feel this Ben status. And when is the 52nd day of this whole Avodah? When is the Ben, right? Ben Gamachia 52, Ishmin Atzer Simchas Torah. Shchodesh El, in the 22 days of Tishrei, all we're trying to do is build up to feel the status of Avicham Shoshamayim. But for us to be able to have Avicham Shoshamayim, we have to act like a Ben, says Rav Shor. If we want a Chodesh Baruch Hu to have Rachamim, we have to make sure to act like a Ben. Put our Neshama before our Guf. Like the Alshach HaKadosh says, Rav Simon quotes us all the time, Bashemayim imal, Baal Arts mitachas. Bashemayim, when it comes to Ruchnis, imal, we have to go for the best. Baal Arts, when it comes to Ruchnis, when it comes to Gashmis, mitachas. Bashemayim, Bashemayim, different things, spiritual things, we have to go for the best Rebbe, and the best Tefillah, and the best Tefillah, and the best Esrim, imal. Baal Arts, when it comes to the title of Olam Hazza, Baal Arts, mitachas. We go for the, it doesn't have to be the best things. But Seder Shor, we have to remember, if you want to put a Shpoko to a human Av, we have to act like a Ben, to put our Ben, to pour out Hashem before our God. So just review these three ideas. At the end of the morning, Rav Shor quoted, and he said in the Zohar for the Parshas Pinchas, Sukkot is compared to a Chuppah, Sukkot is compared to a Teva, the Leif Simcha, the skyscrapers in Manhattan, the Dormabo down here, the Dorflug was all the way up top, all the Tavis that he saw, the Pnei Nachan's meeting with Rav Soloveitchik, and he said that Brisk, people say it's a Yerushalayim, Brisk is here when he's calling to the Rav, to how to combat it, to be like Rav Soloveitchik did, Moshe Avinu, to have Torah and Tefillah, to have the Teva, says the Baal Shem Tov, the Torah is a Tefillah, the Torah, the Teva, to have a Teva, it means not only the Teva, the box that Moshe Rabbeinu lived in, inside the waters of Egypt, but to live in the Teva is the Torah and Tefillah. And actually, Rav Shor, I didn't say this before, Rav Shor quoted, we said, the Mishnah says, Bechag Nidonin Olamayim, where we're judged on our mind. Said Rav Shor, which waters are we swimming in? Are we running on the in mind of the Torah, or are we going in the waters of Yoina? In Ninveh, like the Gras said, the titles of Olam Hazeh. Which waters are we swimming in? To know, at the end of the day, the ultimate way to be the Dor Ma'abo, the Dafka, the Torah, and our Tefillah. The second idea from the Sasam is the Chuppah. The Chuppah is like, says the Sasam is the Chuppah, is like a Chuppah, and how do we connect to that Chuppah all year round? Mission Kiddushin, Ishan Ignis, the Kesef. The Kesef is Kisufin. I'm sure according to the Gemara on Shabbos, the Peiches, Kodesh Baruch Hu put the mountain over our heads, that's the Chuppah. The whole Indian of being in the Sukkah is Chuk, being in the Sukkah is the Chuppah. It's the Shevet Brachos between the Chakal and the Chuppah. Chuppah, the Milui, is two times Ayin, two times Oizin, a Chaitim and a Per, the Milui. We spell the word Chuppah. At the end of the day, when we Kaddish ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we give all our Kisufin to Kodesh Baruch Hu, giving ourselves fully over to Hashem, all our desires. And the third and final idea, the Sasem says, Im Kavadim, Im Kavadim. For sure, explains from the Sasemis, when we consider Kodesh Baruch Hu's ben on him, when we put it in the Neshama first, the ben is the Neshama. The Eved is the Guf. Our job is to put the ben over the Neshama. Excuse me, the ben and Neshama over the Eved and the Guf. And the Rashba writes, when we consider Banim Atem Lashem Lakechem, that Pasuk in Re'e, Banim Atem Lashem Lakechem, Yudal Aleph, from what Tzitzit always told us, we have to remember that Pasuk. Yudal Aleph, Banim Atem Lashem Lakechem, Bekach Lekach Neker Banim. Rabbi Meir says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, not only we do Ratan Hashem, even we don't do Ratan Hashem, we consider Kodesh Baruch Hu's child. We always have that stat, we always have that way in the Pintaliyah, in the Magen Avraham, the Chiddush Rim says, the Pintaliyah that never leaves. We always have the Chedek HaMel Mamish, and the Kurban Rebbe tells us that the Mitzvah of Hashem, the Shrashba, to remember, the whole Avodah said Rosh Hashor, the whole Avodah of Elul, the whole Avodah of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, is to get to feel that Ben status of Simchas Torah, dancing with the Torah, feeling like we're a son, feeling we're like we're a daughter, a prince and a princess from the kingdom. The 52nd day of this whole Avodah is to feel that access to Avicham Shema Shemaim. But if you want to have the Avicham Shema Shemaim, we have to act like a Ben. We have to act like a Ben Melech. We have to act like a Bas Melech in our Torah, in our Tefillah, in our Midos, in our Kedusha. Shemizoch Ebez Hashem Yisbarach. To be able to connect, to fight the world, whatever that means. Everyone has their own personal battles. As the Kishos Ramanga told us, Izu Hu Gibor HaKodesh Yitzro, who strong conquers his Yitzhara, or her Yitzhara, not the Yitzhara, his Yitzhara. Because everyone has their own battles. The dak with their Torah and the dak with the tefillah, chuppah, sukkah is the chuppah. So make sure that the mikdash ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, ish and ignis, b'kisuv b'kesef, all the desires to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and finally to feel, we want Avicha v'Shalom to have rachamim, and as we have to act like a ben, especially when it comes to avoido of Elul and Tishrei, to feel Shemina Teres, we have to act, put the neshama over the guf, put the ben over the eved daka by putting our neshama first over our guf. Wish everyone a good moy and a good kvitah.